John Jeter, promoter and co-owner of the Handlebar in Greenville, South Carolina, has written a book. Not necessarily a surprise, since Jeter is a former editor and reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, San Antonio Express News, and St. Petersburg Times, as well as the author of a novel, The Plunder Room. Jeter also has a master's degree in journalism from Columbia University and has appeared on Oprah. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. What is surprising is that this book, Rockin' a Hard Place, is the tale of how Jeter went from being a journalist and writer to being a concert promoter in a matter of just 3 months with absolutely no understanding of what he was getting into. I began by asking him what he intended to do with this book.
You know, it's one of those books that, you know, in a way, I really wish that the guy who had first heard the first few notes of the Beatles, I wish he'd written that book. You know, the guy who's sitting at the Cavern Club, you know, chain smoking cigarettes, and, you know, there's these four dopey kids up there playing skiffle, and, you know, who are these guys? And, you know, we'll give them a shot. They might turn into something. Who knows? They play pretty good, and they draw a pretty decent crowd. We'll make some money off these dopes, you know, and whatever. That's the book that I really would have liked to read. And you just don't see those books out there. When we first started talking about this, you know, I went from one end of the internet to the other looking for a book about the music business from the bottom of the food chain.
And that is how you describe the concert hall business, the bottom of the food chain. Why is that? Even the title of the book, Rockin' a Hard Place, and that's spelled R-O-C-K-I-N with an apostrophe and no G, a hard place, which is an awesome title, by the way. What does that mean?
You know, a lot of people are going to say, well, does that mean that the handlebar is the hard place? It's like, well, you know, no, not really. The music industry is a hard place. And this is really much more of a global book, just told from a personal perspective. You know, it's sort of, I'm no Keith Richards, obviously, but, you know, Keith Richards is
Keith Richards isn't even Keith Richards.
Well, that's he's telling a global story from a very personal, intimate perspective, what I was trying to do with this thing.
So you made what most, quote, normal, unquote, people out there would consider an unbelievable jump from what you knew so well to what you knew nothing about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd like to say that I was just a huge visionary and bailed from journalism about the time that newspapers started swirling down, but that just wasn't the case. Fact of the matter was, I just got burned out, you know, on newspapers.
But why is a concert hall promoter at the bottom of the food chain?
I mean, the music industry is just such a, well, for lack of a better term, a cesspool, you know. And the thing that I really want to point out is that this book is actually kind of an advocacy for fans and sort of a primer at the same time for musicians. And so my hope is that every music fan, every live music fan, and every musician out there reads it, because it really is tips on, well, for the fan, it's what do you get for this 8 or 10 or 15 or 30 or even $125 ticket? What's inside this ticket? What are you actually getting? And for the musician, you know, it's almost like, hey, look, this is what it takes to be in this business. This is what it takes to be a musician. This is what it takes to go out on the road and be that guy or be that girl. And that's what it takes. And that's what I'm really hoping, is that these experiences, these last, 19 years, that they really point folks to what this business is all about.
Talk a little bit about how you decided to get into the business without any real thought.
Well, it's a great story. You were probably around back in the days of McDibs, which mm-hmm. was just such a magic little room over in Black Mountain. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I would go up there, and we'd see people like Livingston Taylor and Mike Cross and people like that, and just have a wonderful time. And we thought, God, wouldn't it be just so cool to have a place like this, just an intimate little listening room. And, yeah, they called it a listening room, which was really sort of cutting edge, sort of visionary, and really kind of cool. And we said, yeah, wouldn't it be really cool to have a place like this? And we opened on September 30th, 1994, with Livingston Taylor, as a matter of fact. And
really?
We found out within 2 days, or really 3 days or less, that Greenville is not what you'd call the home office of folk music. And it really is a rock and roll town. And Gene Berger over at Horizon Records put on our second show, and it was the Subdudes, and it was just packed. And it was just wall to wall, and we thought, oh, we really knocked it out of the park, two sold out shows in a row. And then, of course, Monday came around, and we had Rod McDonald, and there were three people in the room. And it was me and my brother and my wife, and actually four, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, Melanie. There was nobody there. Rod was great, of course. He was terrific. But, you know, that's when we realized, oops.
But the real reason we're talking about the book is that, except for the two that were donated to WNCW to give away during our fun drive, and thank you for that, by the way, is that it hasn't really come out yet, and you've got a couple of events coming up to launch the book.
October 24th in Spartanburg at the Hub City Showroom. Everybody but everybody's going to be there because that's the first date, and that's actually at 7, so it's a late start. Free and open to the public.
And October 29th.
The big one at the Handlebar, and that's at 6 o'clock because it's a Monday night, and there will be food, and there will be lots of noise.
I got to say that it's just so much fun. It's a really, really fun book. Rock and a Hard Place, Flats, Sharps, and Other Notes from a Misfit Music Club Owner.
Yeah, well, the top title was mine, and the subtitle was Betsy's. So,
and Betsy, of course, is the publisher.
It's really the story of life in art. And what it's like to be a fan and a promoter at the same time.
Well, it just sounds like to me, John Jeter, and your brother, who is Stephen, and his wife, Melanie, and Kathy, all four of you, have thrown yourselves into this enterprise, learning as you go, and sometimes having fun. And it's all in this book, which is a really, really good read, by the way. Rockin' a Hard Place by John Jeter, one of the four people who run the Handlebar Concert Hall, to be released exclusively at the Hub City Showroom in Spartanburg on October 24th, and at the Handlebar in Greenville on October 29th. Details at hubcity.org or johnjeter.com for WNCW. I'm Pam Bunch.